Okay, let's unpack this. You're launching a startup, right? You've got this brilliant idea, things are moving, but then the legal paperwork
Oh,
hits
yeah.
and can feel like a whole new language, especially if you're thinking, globally.
Definitely, that's a huge hurdle.
Suddenly the dream meets this like mountain of regulations, and for a lot of founders, that's where the real frustration starts. So today we're doing a deep dive into Scala. It's a platform that's promising to be, well, a bit of a game changer for founders in exactly this spot.
Right.
We've pulled together a pretty good stack of sources for you, looking at their Product Hunt launch, what actual users are saying, and even some insights directly from the founder himself.
And what's really fascinating here, I think, is how Scala is trying to take all that overwhelming legal stuff,
Yeah, the complexity.
Right.
the complexity, exactly, and just make it incredibly streamlined. So our mission, really, for this deep dive is to figure out how they actually bridge that gap,
Yeah.
between those daunting legal requirements and support that's accessible, efficient for entrepreneurs basically everywhere.
Okay, so the product and overview jumps right out. It calls Scala the ultimate legal platform for startups. Big claim.
It is.
It promises a lot. Global incorporation, US, UAE, Panama, BVI. That's the British Virgin Islands, right? Popular offshore spot.
Yep, that's the one.
Then it moves into raising finance equity, tokens, debt,
Yeah.
even trademark management. I mean, it sounds almost too comprehensive, doesn't it?
Well, it's not just the sheer range of services, though that is impressive. It's how Scala seems to integrate all these different legal tasks.
Ah, okay.
So from the very first step in incorporation right through to ongoing compliance, like filing reports, getting certificates, it shifts legal from being like separate headaches
Yeah, disconnected things.
to more of a continuous, manageable process, all inside one platform. Plus, they've got this library of legal templates, NDAs, contractor agreement, all that basic stuff.
That's useful.
And a lot of users really highlighted the design. They praise things like drag and drop document assembly or these guided workflows that simplify stuff that's normally super complex and easy to mess up.
That sounds like a major time and, frankly, stress saver for founders.
Exactly.
And the founder, Roman Buzko, apparently he wrote his thesis on online legal services like a decade ago.
Wow. Okay. So he's been thinking about this for a while.
Yeah, spent years actually working in law firms. So he basically built the platform he always wished existed. Does that deep sort of personal connection to the problem actually make a better product, you think? Like, what's the real impact of that kind of insight?
That's a really good question. Because it suggests he's not just, spotting a market opportunity. He's solving a problem he personally lived through.
Right.
And Roman clearly saw that lots of early stage startups just don't have dedicated legal help. And you can see that perspective baked into Scala, its comprehensiveness, its focus on the user experience. Users specifically praise how it simplifies those really complex legal processes. Some even compared it to other services like Clarkey, but noted Scala has a much broader scope, especially internationally and for specific industries.
Okay, so we've got comprehensive features solving real founder pain points. But there's this other layer that seems pretty interesting. Their approach to AI. How are they using that without losing the critical human element?
Yeah, this is where it gets really innovative, I think. They built their own AI legal assistant, Scala AI. But, and this is a key, it knows its limits. So when things get really serious or particularly nuanced, you can smoothly loop in a real vetted lawyer right from the same interface.
The lawyer handoff.
Exactly, that lawyer handoff feature. That's what users seem really excited about because it gives you the speed of AI, but keeps the sort of irreplaceable expertise of a human lawyer.
So it's a hybrid model.
Precisely. Scala calls it an AI-powered law firm model. It merges automated workflows, the AI guidance, and then human lawyers in the loop when needed. It's about using tech for speed, but having that human judgment for the crucial bits.
Makes sense.
Oh, and they've also got document signing built right in, so you can generate contracts and e-sign them without leaving the platform. That really closes the loop on a lot of legal workflows.
And just think about the like real world difference for a founder. We saw one user talking about their absolute nightmare with cross-border setup.
I saw that one.
Just endless searching for local lawyers, filing weird paperwork, actually having to fly to countries sometimes, documents scattered everywhere, huge fees.
Sounds exhausting.
Totally. And for them, Scala's promise of one unified platform handling everything from secure safe signing, that's the simple agreement for future equity, common for funding,
Right, standard startup stuff.
to managing smart jurisdiction logic. It was like, And this is their, quote, startup acceleration finally made real. It's just a remarkable simplification of what's usually a chaotic mess.
And looking bigger picture, that really shows how a truly holistic approach can genuinely unlock growth for startups, doesn't it? Scala's roadmap even mentions plans for EU incorporation soon.
Oh, interesting. So they're expanding.
Yeah, recognizing that global demand. And the team, especially Roman, gets consistently praised for being responsive and knowledgeable.
Right. So wrapping this up then, what does this all mean for you listening in, whether you're an aspiring founder or maybe just curious about how tech is shaking up traditional industries?
Mm-hmm.
Scala really seems to stand out by offering this holistic, streamlined way to handle legal work. It turns what used to be a massive hurdle into just, well, a manageable part of scaling a business. Doesn't matter where you are in the world.
Yeah, it frees founders up.
It genuinely helps founders focus on building their actual product, not drowning in paperwork.
And, you know, connecting this to the bigger picture, it does raise a pretty fascinating question for the future, doesn't it?
Like what?
Well, if platforms like Scala can blend AI and human expertise so seamlessly for something as complex as legal matters, what other fields, traditionally seen as human only, are maybe ripe for this kind of revolutionary simplification?
That's interesting.
How might this hybrid AI-human approach transform how all of us get access to expert knowledge, you know, in the years to come? Something to think about.